And welcome to episode number 2 of the Alpha Dad Show. I'm Colton, your host, along with my co-host, Mr. Andrew Bloomer.
What's up, dude?
We made it.
We're in the flesh.
We are in the flesh.
Colton's here.
As you can tell, I am not in my normal flyover conservative studio. I am in...
He's in my house.
In your house.
We're upstairs in my house currently.
We are in his house. Yes. I saw it through the camera last week, and I'm like, I gotta go check this place out. And it is as cool as you think. Like, you kind of go into this little oasis, like you're in a normal home. You're like, this is cool. Normal home. There's a library. There's a kitchen. There's bathrooms. It's all great. And then, boom. Now you're in the Alpha Dad studio.
In the studio.
I'm so excited to be here with you, dude. Yeah. We have a special show for you guys today, and I am so excited. When I very first met Andrew here, I was talking. I was like, man, you seem like you're sharp. You got it going on. Your hair is obviously perfect and on point.
Not as perfect as you. You've got the hard part.
I got the sharp
part. And I'm not there yet. One day I'll be there.
In our first conversation, I was like, man, you've got some things figured out, and I'd love to pick your brain. And we never got to do that. And so I'm like, hey, now we're on camera and I get to do this in front of the entire world.
That's true. This is like the first time we've gone like probably this deep in finances and like what we're talking about
here. In finances. And yeah. I love to get nitty gritty. I'm like, okay, but how do you do that? How do you, like, so many people are so vague with stuff and finances can get kind of weird and cloudy. And what I love about Andrew is he's pretty black and white. He's like, here's this and here's how I did this and here's how I did this. He's very tactical. And I love that. So I'm so excited to get into today's stuff. But what I said... He has some stuff figured out. This is what I mean. He had a video on Instagram that went viral, not once, not twice, not three times. I mean, how many times has this video gone viral? I mean,
it hit 28 million views.
28 and then, million.
Yeah, it's a couple views. And
like
then
8 people watched it.
Yeah, maybe 9 or 10. But no, really blessed with this. But no, it's gone viral at least 4 or 5 more times where it's hit 28. If for some reason, it stops at 28 million. I don't know what it is about that number. But
deep state. Mark Zuckerberg's capping
maybe
out.
So. Yeah, I think so. And so, no, the video went insanely viral. It's been reposted multiple times and gone multiple millions as well on other people's channels and shows and pages and whatnot. But
so if you'd like to dissect this with us and figure out why it went viral, that'd be very great. We'd love to know. But it's on the Alpha Dad Show Instagram account. Search Alpha Dad Show. We are the most alpha of the dads of the shows on the Instagrams. But check out this video. I think it's really sweet. It's amazing. But there's a lot of things in this. We'll break it down here in a second. All right, wait. Now, start now. One more time. Mustang. Ferrari.
Yep.
Nice watch, suit jacket. Most look at that kid. That's smile, right. Man.
That's right.
That smile. One more time. All right, you got the Mustang.
On the beat.
The garage. You got the Instagram. Ferrari. Open the door. Kid. Oh, that smile.
That smile.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So here's what I mean. Obviously, you guys are watching that. Like, he's got the stuff, right? I mean, he's got a beautiful Mustang, dream car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted that thing for a long time,
and that wasn't enough. So then he went out and got a Ferrari, second dream car. It's actually on my dream board as well. I'd love to have a Ferrari.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think that thing's beautiful. And then, you know, you got the watch, you got the suit. You're coming in the door from obviously a good work day. It's dark outside. You kind of see the background.
You see the rain on the car. It's a long day.
Yeah. And you come home and. He's got to figure it out, you guys. He's an alpha dad. And I love seeing that. It made me really happy. Think you got it going on. But today we're going to talk about finances and what did you do? You know, how old are you?
25.
You're 25.
I was born in the year of 1998.
25 years old. He's got the Ferrari. He's got the house. He's got the kid. He's got the Mustang. He's got some stuff. And I'd love to talk about what were the steps that you did to get these things in place. Like, how did you manage your finances that by 25, did you grow up, like, are you a trust fund baby?
No, not at all.
Did you get a big fat stack check from
Never grandma, once grandpa? Have I got a big fat stack check from anyone that I'm related to. But I've had some incredible mentors, though, that have helped me to, because, you know, my mentor, our mentor, Clay, you know, he says all the time, you either learn from mentors, you learn from mistakes. And I've thankfully made make mistakes, absolutely, but fewer mistakes than I could have made and if I didn't have a mentor. And I've been able to, like we just watched here, achieve some really cool stuff at a really young age because I've had some great people and some great mentors in my life. And so I don't think there's a lot of people who don't have that. And yeah. So hopefully we can help people to learn some stuff from that.
And that's the mission. You know, we say it on every show here, but we're on a mission to inspire 10,000 dads. You know, we're in this world. We're both dads of sons, and we're trying to raise men in a world where the world's trying to create betas. Yeah. And we're on this mission to be alphas, and the world is trying to make us betas. And inside of that, you know, like you talked about, Clay said, what was Clay's quote there?
Yeah, it's you either learn from mentors or you learn from mistakes.
Mentors or mistakes.
A and B.
My dad always told me, he said, smart people are able to learn from their own mistakes. Geniuses can learn from other people's mistakes.
Good.
And idiots keep making the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over again. So he said, at least be smart, learn from your own mistakes, take note of those things. You know, if you can be a genius at any given time possible, find a great mentor, find somebody that can teach you some great things, and never be an idiot.
So, that's right.
I think that's great. So you guys get a chance here to be a genius today. Learn from Andrew, learn from stuff that he's got in place. I'm real excited to get into this. Andrew, I'm told you we have 7 things. Is it correct?
We've got 7 things we're going to break down.
7.
Siete. 7 of them. 7. 5, 6, 7. There we go.
3 and 4.
Yeah, that's right.
3 and 4.
So we're going to break down 7 financial topics. We're going to break down 7 different financial things that are going to help you to go from maybe wherever you're at now to the next step, the next level, and ultimately achieve more time freedom or financial freedom and achieve your goals. That's the goal.
To set framework here, like one thing we'd love to talk about at some point is entrepreneurship. We'd love to talk about how you can dramatically increase your value to the marketplace. That's not today's conversation. I'd love to talk about, you know, the hustle game. I love to talk, there's all kinds of different finance conversations, but today I'd like to talk about you're working at your 9 to 5 and you get some dollars, right? Some dollars come in and my very first job, was actually selling door-to-door sales. I also held a sign on a street corner, for a furniture store.
There you go. I was going to say mattresses, but yeah, furniture.
Furniture. It was a whole furniture store. I used to, you know, hold the signs. I've dramatically increased my value to the marketplace since then, but the dollar game does not change. Whenever a dollar comes in, what do you do with those dollars? And I think you've done a good job with those dollars. So start us off here. What are we doing? Point one.
Yeah. So the first thing that you have to do is you have to set goals. So setting goals is like a foundational thing. So we really wanted to start with it. So we are going to be talking about throughout these shows, the F7 goals. And so the F7 goals, you've got your faith, your family, your finances, your fitness, your friendships, your fun, and then your focus. So those are the F7 goals. Those aren't my 7 points, but that's the point number one. It's awesome.
There's just a lot of 7s.
To be 7.
There's a 7 yes. Inside of a 7.
Perfection.
It's the matrix of 7.
That's right. And so we've got to have a financial goal because with money is a tool. That's all money is. Money gets you from point A to point B. And if you have got this, you know, money is not the ultimate goal. Money is simply a tool. So a lot of people, I think what we see online is we see people saying that money is the goal, that we're going for money. Like the whole reason that we're working and hustling and everything is for money. No, it's not at all. Money is just the tool, the goal to help us to go from where we're at now or to purchase the things we have now from going from there to where we're trying to go to get to the goal. But first, even before all of that, we have to have a goal. So you have to know where we're going.
So money doesn't buy happiness.
Correct.
But yeah. It sure makes it pretty comfy. And you That's can eliminate right. a lot of unhappinesses if you got the money.
And money, what money really does, from what I've, you know, from my personal experience, what I've learned in my own life and what I've seen in other people's lives and my clients and everything like that, is money just, it buys you time. Mm. So it can, you know, money, when I started making some money, I stopped mowing my own lawn. So I stopped
you
doing
did.
It. I did that. Yeah. You know, we hired someone to clean our house.
Okay.
And that, you know, that shocks people sometimes. It's like, why would you?
But only rich people hire people.
Yeah, only rich people hire maids.
Yeah.
Well, what you have to do is you have to break it down. Again, your goal. Is your goal to sit in your house and do the dishes and sweep the floors and clean toilets? That's not my goal.
No.
That's not my goal at all. My goal is to hang out with my family. My goal is, again, the F6 goals, or F7 goals. I want to go to the gym.
My goal is to have this face. Wait for it. Oh, good stuff. This is great.
All good. Part of the goal.
Right there. Oh, that's the one. That's what we're looking for.
Right.
Oh,
man. That's the goal. My goal is not to wash dishes. That's not my goal. So, you know, we've got to have a goal. And people, you know, when you work hard and you strive for your goals and you're going after the goal, you know, some people might say, you know, but isn't money the root of all evils. Like, they'll say that. They'll quote a Bible verse that said, well, the Bible verse, I've got it pulled up down here, and it's 1 Timothy 6:10. It says, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. So it's the love of money. And if you understand that money isn't the goal, achieving money to get to your goals, or bringing in money or making money to get to the goal, which is faith, which might be starting a nonprofit. It might be supporting your local church.
And I'm not saying rich people are holier than non-rich people.
Sure.
But one thing I will say is, in my experience, in my life, people without money seem to obsess over money way more than people that have money.
It's very
obsess
true.
Over money.
Yeah, and they talk about it more.
Yes.
They talk, it's like, you know, and it's, you know, money's a great thing to talk about, but they're less concerned about it when you have a plethora of it. You don't think about, like, how am I going to pay the bills? Money, money, money.
Yep.
How am I going to, they're a lot more comfortable because they have, they've purchased that with, through money, they've purchased that comfort and that peace that they can have in their life.
Absolutely. So. And a lot of times I feel like finances are really vague for people. They're like, this much came in and I'm at the store and I don't know. So I'm going to get it and then I'll feel bad about it and I won't know. And it's gray and it's cloudy and it's, I feel weird. And it's, I don't want to look at it. You know, it's kind of the unknown. Yep. And I think the unknown creates more fear than anything else.
Right.
You know, exactly, like when you watch a scary movie and the person's walking around and it's dark and they can't really see and they're going through and they're trying to get around the corner. And you're going through a haunted house and you're going through. Have you been to a haunted house?
I refuse.
You refuse. That's a good idea.
Airplanes for me.
It's a good idea. Don't do the airplane thing. I was 15, and a bunch of friends, we all went to haunted houses. Yeah. And we actually did like four of them.
Wow.
It was terrifying. I'm actually still slightly traumatized from it.
Oh, no.
But when you go through the haunted houses, right, it's dark, and you don't know what's kind of behind the corner, and then there's this, there's blood. It's
jump
freaky.
Jump scares, yeah.
Yeah, there's jump scares. But if the lights were on, it's dramatically less scary. You're like, hey, I see you over there, fool. I see you over there, fool. And bad things are still probably there, but when the lights are on and you can see it and you're aware of it, there's a lot less fear. And I think finances works like that. And that's why I love what we're going to cover today that goes over it. It's a magnifier of who you are, but also when you look at it and you sit there and you stare at it, it's a lot less scary when you actually look at black and white, where are we at, what are we going, and the goals are clearly defined. So you got to start with the goal.
Got to start with the goal.
So what's like a good goal? Like somebody like, I want to have $1 million.
Yeah. No, that's a good question. And I, you know, I talk to our staff about this because I lead a lot of meetings in our company, in Clay's company and everything. And you have to have a goal. First, you got to figure out what you want.
Okay.
So for me, it might be tangible things, or it might be, what does it cost to buy my time back? So a goal is, I think it costs.
Somebody out there is listening to this and they're like, I want to buy a maid for my wife.
That's right.
So that the dishes are done, the house is clean.
That's right.
It's picked up. Cause then I can get the fullest version of her on our date nights. That was your goal. You heard that. You're like, that's a good one. That's a good one. How much does that cost to have the person clean the house?
Yeah, real stuff. So for us, it's $140.
$140
for them to come in and clean the house and everything.
Like per year, like you pay them $140 one time?
No, per week.
Per week. Okay.
Per week. $140 per week.
Okay, so you look at this and you're like, okay, $140 per week, what would that take? You can put it on black and white. You can set that as a goal. Mm-hmm. Someone sets that as a goal. Is that an attainable thing?
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's perfect. It's a perfect attainable thing. So what does it cost? Instead of saying, I want to make $1 million. Like, but what is that? That's making money the goal. Money's not the goal. Mm. You have to break it down. So yeah, maybe you start with, I want to make $1 million, but why?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, $1 million will afford me these things. Okay. But then those things, how much will that cost you?
Yeah.
And then you got to keep breaking it down. The way I break it down, just in like the way my brain works, is I start with a big goal and I keep breaking it down until it's like per hour of my life. So I break it all the way down to the hour.
Okay.
So, for me, what I do, everything is completely merit-based. Everything that I do has like a dollar amount attached to it. So I literally break it all the way down to the hour to say, I have to make my hours worth this much money by providing this much value. So it's not about there's a quote, I don't know who said it, I can probably find it. It's not about the time that you're physically there. I'm going to butcher the quote, but it's about the value that you bring to the time, the hour, the hour. And so my goal is to bring as much value to the hour as possible and to work as many hours as I can needed to achieve the goal.
Okay.
So I start with a big goal, then I work it backwards. So
very formulaic here. So you have a goal, like almost algebra. We're back to algebra.
Yeah.
People said you would never need algebra in real life.
Here we are.
Alpha Dad Show. Algebra's
who knew? Not me.
Solve for X. All right. You $140 per week is the goal. You're like, hey, I want a hot date once a week. I want to. Like, we talked about that last week. We're like, go on a date. You know, your mentor told you don't miss a date night.
Yeah.
You know? So you made sure that happens every single week. But when you get to that date night, what are you working with?
Right. Right. Like, so date night, right? This is a real thing, right? We have to pay a babysitter.
Yeah.
Every single week. And I think it's like, we've got a great deal. we talked about it last show. I think it's like $50 or $60 per week or something like that. Because three hours, it's like $15 an hour or something like that. So that's an expense. Okay. You know, it's like, you know, for some people, it's the price of going out to dinner.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you've got dinner, you know, so it adds up. If we go on a date night every week, I think we spend about $120 to $170 a week.
Okay.
For date night. That's an expense.
It's got to go on the line item.
You know, you got
that. That's as much as the maid.
And then we pay someone to mow our grass.
Yeah.
And that's like, I think $65 a week. So it's like all these things that if I were to spend my time doing, it would take my time, which is my most valuable asset. And instead I replace it with the money that I'm bringing in.
Yeah.
And I pay that for my time back. And
so good.
But you have to set the goals. You have to first set the goals of what you want.
And I like how you hit something that's kind of emotional. You're attaching it to something that's not like just a number. It's not a pie in the sky thing. It's not like I just made this much. It's like I have this much money. I have these many money soldiers mm-hmm. that are going out and working on my behalf. And now I don't have to mow my yard, and I'm able to, it's not just that I like don't mow my yard so I can go watch more Netflix.
Right.
I don't mow my yard so I can go sleep in on a Saturday morning. It's I don't have to mow my yard so I can go trade it and do this other activity mm-hmm. to be an alpha dad. I can show up better in this way. And maybe for you, you're like, don't take away the lawn mowing. That's my favorite hour of the week. Then great, pick something else. But I do think setting a goal, start with goal, that's the most important thing.
And this show is brought to you by MyPillow.com with Mike Lindell. Use promo code DAD, D-A-D. They have all kinds of amazing products on here. You know, like the beds here, Avery showing. We got the sheets, got duvets. You got these. Okay, these little go-anywhere pillows, they seem kind of cheesy. I'm gonna hit these pretty hard here. These are amazing, amazing little pillows. We got like 12 of them now at the house.
Oh, but nice.
They also come with like, so you can put seasonal ones on them. They're great for putting on the couch. They're great for like extra.
Yeah, they look like couch pillows. Yeah.
Yeah. They're perfect for that. They got like little Bible verses on them, American stuff and all kinds of good stuff. But they also have a whole series of children's ones for children that have little Bible stories on them. And we'll do that with my kids. And like, we can go over the stories and it kind of gives me a point of reference of like, yeah, this was Noah and this was, you know, these different stories. So your kids get to rest their head on God's word at night. I think those are super cool. I'm a big fan of the Go Anywhere pillows, but they're also super comfy. They just seem to fit in the right places, the right spots, and they're from the same material as his actual 2.0 pillows that are like the grand, like the whole company's named after how great these pillows are. So go pick up something. It's an amazing deal. It's between like 66 and 85% off the site when you use promo code DAD. They're super generous with that. You get free shipping over $75. There's lightning coming down to remind you of this.
There's lightning.
but promo code DAD, at least get the pillows for every one of the pillows at your house. Refresh those things up. You know, hey, this is Alpha Dad's on here, right? We're going to be like Alpha Dad moment here. Get your wife some new sheets. You know, a lot of you guys, you got sheets when you were married. It's been a while. You know, it's been
towels.
5 years.
You know, I like the last time most people get bath towels is when they get them from the wedding registry and everyone ships them bath towels. You're still using the same towels.
It's the same ones. So if you're listening to us and that's you, you're like, man, I've not got my wife some new sheets or some new towels in a while. Go on right now. Do it today. Right now.
Come on.
Go on mypillow.com, type in promo code DAD, and you'll get a sweet discount and you'll get to support our show, but also Mike Lindell, the great things that he's doing over there. And you get some great products. You get to be the alpha dad in your world. So promo code DAD with MyPillow.